Two new coronavirus cases have been confirmed in Sydney today, but there's a worry that unless more people come forward for testing, individual infections and chains of transmission won't be picked up at all. There were 22,000 tests reported for yesterday, and today was the first day that fines could be issued for people not wearing masks in some indoor locations in Greater Sydney and Wollongong. As the concern grows across Greater Sydney, Cricket Australia has announced that the third test at the SCG will go ahead, but with a much smaller crowd. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Australian and Indian cricket teams flew to Sydney late today to prepare for the third test, which is due to begin at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Thursday. There won't be any changes to the cricketing schedule, but there'll be fewer fans allowed into the ground to watch the action. Kerry Mather is the CEO of Venues New South Wales.
Our New Year's test will be different this year, and we recognise that some people can't or won't be able to attend.
The SCG will be limited to about 10,000 people a day to allow for greater social distancing in light of Sydney's COVID-19 outbreak. Kerry Mather says the New South Wales government may give the go-ahead for more tickets to be sold later in the week.
I think the capacity at 25% is where we're starting. Our plan is scalable, so if there was the opportunity in what is a very fluid environment and an improving situation to host more, we could certainly host more.
Cricket Australia's interim chief executive, Nick Hockley, says tickets for the test will need to be reissued and repurchased by fans.
We will be communicating with all our ticket holders and processing a refund, and then offering those ticket holders an exclusive window starting at 5 p.m. tonight through to midday tomorrow in order to repurchase tickets, after which we'll then be opening it up to the general public.
Earlier, the acting Premier John Barilaro urged people in rural and regional New South Wales not to make the pilgrimage to Sydney to watch the New Year's test.
But I would be saying to people today to consider what's occurring in Sydney with the infections and the restrictions. In regional and rural New South Wales right now, we're enjoying no restrictions. We got to have the summer and the Christmas we were robbed last year because of bushfires and drought. We got to have that this year because of the restrictions we've put in place in Sydney. So the risk would be that if someone from the regions comes to Sydney, that they could take it back to a regional area. So my advice to people would be, think about it, reconsider. Maybe this year isn't the year to come to Sydney to watch the test.
Mr. Barilaro expressed concerns about the relatively low numbers of people coming forward to get tested after two new cases emerged linked to a bottle shop in Baralla in Sydney's west.
But we do need to increase those numbers. If you look at the 10-day period from the Northern Beaches during the Christmas period, there was 380,000 tests done in 10 days. At its peak, a day of 70,000 tests. So we know as a state and we know as citizens that we can actually do this and do this very, very well. So my plea today for those in Western Sydney, please come out in numbers. If you've been tested previously, but you're still feeling unwell or you have a symptom, get tested again.
In Victoria, three new cases of community transmission have emerged. One of those is a worker from the Boost Juice Bar inside a shopping centre in Chadstone in Melbourne. Acting Premier Jacinta Allen says Victorians have to keep doing their best to keep the virus contained.
Still have a way to go because we do want to reach for those 0 days. And to get to those 0 days, it will rely on continuing to get people to get tested, continuing the hard work of our tracing team on the interviews and publicising the information that comes from that. And then for the rest of us, for all of us, it's wearing masks, it's practising COVID-safe behaviour as we strive to get back to those 0 days.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he'd like to see testing rates increase across Sydney and Melbourne. He's also sought to reassure Australians that the vaccine rollout is happening as fast as possible.
So I can absolutely assure the public there will be no delays once that approval is done, and that's the rate limiting step in a sense, is that that approval has to be done. After the approval, there needs to be stock available to be distributed. And then some of that stock needs to have further testing from the TGA after that approval.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.